Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 4th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Beijing is going to roll out a citywide free public Wi-Fi. Yes, it is free. It's genuinely free. And you're going to get 2 megabits per second internet for up to 3 years if you sign up for the service. What's the catch? Because there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, the My Beijing service that's offered by the government has to take your phone number off you. The government has tried to reassure everyone by saying it's only used for identity authentication, which means they'll know who you are. I think, yes. But I'm not good with Chinese. Apple is going to have a massive product refresh in 2012. I've got no idea why, but 2012 will be the end of the world for some of the products that are out there. They're talking about refreshing everything. All of the products will get done. Everything will go up and down, and there'll be an iPhone 5 as well as an iPad 3. So who knows? But it seems a bit rash to get rid of everything in 1 year. We'll see. Apple is also closing in on the March 2012 deadline for all applications to be sandboxed. If you want to write an application and put it in the Mac App Store, then it will only be able to talk to itself and interact with itself and go out to the net and nothing more. It can't interact with anything else. The reason is there for security, of course, because most people that are using the Mac now probably don't know that the fact is that there could be things in their applications which could harm their computers. But developers are now left with a crossroads. They either develop for the Mac App Store or they go it alone and they can have all the functionality they want. Apple getting rid of employees because of what they post on social networks has also been upheld. If you're an Apple employee and you write anything about Apple which is derogatory, they will sack you, and they look like they're going to be supported in what they've done. It comes after a legal case that was taken by Jamie Hamnett, and it looks like their commercial reputation can be upheld. Well done, Apple. I've got no problem with that. Batman Arkham Asylum has arrived on the Mac App Store. Apart from games that are a couple of years old, there's no real high-end gaming that's available on the Mac App Store platform, and this one's out there. Also, Duke Nukem's on there, but that's kind of gone and it was crap anyway. But I'm going to download Batman today and have a play. In fact, actually, I may still be playing when we start the Mac Show. Siri's experiencing some significant outage. Apparently, at the moment, when it asks what it can help you with, it comes back with a message saying, "Sorry, I'm having trouble connecting to the network." There's no word as to why, but it seems to be happening across most countries, so it's not just us. Feel free to make a complaint. And Casemate has produced the tank. It's, unquote, a military-grade phone case. You can drive your car over your iPhone with this thing, and it's not going to cause you a problem. It looks very, very chunky. It adds about 8 millimetres thickness to your iPhone, and there's some of the switches you're never going to get your finger if you've got a big pork sausage like me into the holes to operate them. But it'll at least protect it when you drop it. Google released the official iOS app, as we said they would, on Wednesday. But then they pulled it. Apparently they got a few little glitches and that was the problem. So they took the bugs and they've gone away to fix them, and it's not back yet. When it's going to be back, no one knows. What the glitches are, no one knows. But they've gone to all that effort. They're bound to bring it back soon. And Google's also announced a freshness algorithm for search. Yes, it's like a bad air freshener. Changes are going to affect 35% of all the web searches. It's going to completely change the way that it comes back. What it's going to do is look at the latest updates to things associated with recurring events like the Olympics. So when you put in a search term, it's going to give you 2012 instead of 2008. And also, it's going to bring you the latest posts from developing news stories, so you're not going to get the one that gets the number of hits. It's also going to analyze web trends. And give you the results that are most prevalent in your search returns. Very good. EU scientists want to rip a hole in the space-time continuum. Yes, they've been granted finance to create a laser that's so powerful that it's going to rip space-time apart, unquote. They're looking for virtual particles, the quantum vacuum, and also to unravel dimensions and dark matter as well. They've got $1.6 billion of funding to create the Extreme Light Infrastructure Ultra-High Field Facility, which is known as ELI. So they've only stopped at the first three. They might have just carried on. It's going to be somewhere in Europe, but they're not going to tell anyone because obviously people are going to get rid of it because it's going to kill us all. And finally, a man is suing his wedding photographer for missing the last 15 minutes of his wedding. Yeah, but there's a lot more to it. Hang on. The studio, H&H Photographers, took the pictures of Todd Remis and his bride, and they missed off the last 15 minutes, which included the last dance and the tossing of the bouquet and the garter and all that kind of stuff. So Todd is suing them. He wants, for his troubles, $4,100, which was the cost of the photography. I'm obviously not charging enough. And also, he wants $48,000 to recreate the entire wedding and fly all of the people back out to New York so that they can have it all over again. Obviously, the photographers are not very happy and they're fighting it. But what they've also pointed out to the courts is that Mr. Remis and his wife divorced 2 years after the wedding. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense for them all to get back together, surely. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again at 2 o'clock with a photo show. Chris Forsman's going to be here and Carl Swagger's going to be hosting it, and Alex Fox may probably be here. We'll have to wait and see, and of course I'll be there. And then the Mac show's at 3:30 today. We've just knocked it back half an hour, so come and join us if you can and have all the fun. Have a great weekend, and especially it's Guy Fawkes weekend, so watch out for your fireworks, and please, please, please do be careful. We need all the listeners we can get. We don't need you burnt on Monday morning, eh? Have a good day and a great weekend. Thanks for listening.